We're doing the Antivot Shalom on Parshat Beshalach, and the Antivot Shalom is discussing the verse that Moshe took Atzmot Yosef, which could mean the bones of Yosef or the essence of Yosef, and he quoted the interpretation that it was necessary to take with us the essence of Yosef, that trait of holiness at the most fundamental, basic level, in order to have the redemption to come out of Mitzrayim. And he referenced that the mitzvah of being holy people is the mitzvah that is repeated most in the Torah. And then he quoted the Zohar that writes there are three types of holiness derived from the verse V'yitkadishtem, V'yitem kedoshim, ki kadosh ani Hashem. One is, you should be holy, and he quoted from the Reishis Chochma that that's a reference to the world of action, the world of forming, the world of creating. And he said, we had explained that the first type of holiness is in the world of action, in the world where we make things. So that's a reference to the limbs which do things. So there we say is the first type of holiness. And that is that a person doesn't go to the extreme. He doesn't say anything that's permitted I'm going to do. We gave the example of a guy who has a pile of meat next to him. It's all kosher meat. But he doesn't eat as much as a glutton would. That's the first type of holiness, that within the realm of what's permitted, person takes a step back and says, I'm not going to be a glutton. I am going to be holy.
That's the first level of holiness?
That's what he's saying, yeah. V'yitem kedoshim terei, you will be holy people. That's the second type of holiness. That's iu b'olam ha-yitzira. That's in the world of forming. Shesham en ra mamash, that's a realm where there's nothing really evil. Rak hitkadshut ilayit shekol ha-masim yu b'kedusha k'mizbech v'chekorban nerech nechoach l'ashem. That's a level where it's a question of a person's thoughts. It's a question of does a person dedicate things that everything he does, even what he does right, is with the proper intent. So that's another level of holiness, that you could do a mitzvah and think nothing of it. And you could do a mitzvah and think I'm doing something that Hashem wants me to do. It's a second level of holiness. It's not about not being a glutton. It's about refining our thoughts within the actions that are right so that our thoughts are aligned with holy thoughts as we do it. And there's a world of a difference between someone who comes to Kiddush and thinks, boy, I'm thirsty, comes to Amotzi and thinks, boy, I'm hungry. He's doing the mitzvah, but he's thinking about his stomach. And then you have someone who's coming to Kiddush and he's thinking, I get to do one of the Ten Commandments. I'm doing a sanctification of the day right now. He's going to drink and enjoy the wine, but his thoughts are somewhere else. The Kiddush takes on a whole new role. Yes?
No, I don't think it's proper here. No, I was thinking like mitzvot in general, like a prayer. Like if you wish for something, that's how does that fit in? But it's not here.
Not here.
Something else.
Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. The third level of holiness is for I am holy, I am Hashem your God. Tlat keneged olam habriya. That corresponds to the world of creation. V'ubchinat veikut Hashem mekor kedusha. And that's an aspect of connecting to Hashem, the source of holiness. That's a level where a person is connected, and it permeates everything he does. Uchmo shedorshu chazal, and that's like our sages taught, ala pasuk v'anshei kodesh tiyun li, you be men of holiness, the verse says, a different verse, im atem anshei kodesh tiyun sheli. The Medrash says, Hashem makes a declaration. V'anshei kodesh, when you are men of holiness, then tiyun li, then you're mine. Then our connection is much stronger. So these three levels of holiness correspond to three levels of man. Man also has three levels within him. Midot ha'ivarim, midot ha'lev, u'midot ha'moach. And here there's a correspondence. There are the traits of the limbs, the traits of the heart, the traits of the mind. So they also correspond to the three types of holiness. We start sanctifying the active limbs. That's in the realm of our desires. That's what we discussed, not to be a glutton, even within what's mutar, what's permissible. And then we work our way up to the traits of the heart. That's the second level of kedusha, where a person is holy in his actions that are mitzvah. And finally, he sanctifies his mind, where his thoughts are constantly connected to Hashem. It's not only when he's doing a mitzvah, it's in everything he's doing. When a person is on that level, then even his when his mind wanders, he isn't wandering to forbidden territory. that's when a person sanctifies his whole being to Hashem. Okay. Yeah, he says that these three levels of holiness also correspond to three components of a human being. You have attributes of the limbs, attributes of the heart, attributes of the mind. And the limbs are the most mundane of the three. That's the first type of holiness, which applies to our desires, our mundane desires. The second type of holiness is already within the mitzvot we perform, that then we should have the right intent. That's what pertains to the heart. And the highest level of holiness is what we attribute to the mind, where one's mind is constantly connected to his creator. His thoughts are always holy because he's attained that level of connection. So that's the highest level of holiness. Again, the three levels he was discussing earlier.
So the first level is that I have the right kavanah and like, and I'm controlling myself when I have to do with my physical desires, and then
within the realm of Heter. He said again, kedusha is not don't do what's prohibited. Kedusha is about within the realm of what's permitted. I will elevate myself. Right.
What was the second one again?
The heart. So that applies to when you're doing mitzvot, where
I have the right intention.
Yeah.
How do you achieve the third one?